I was my grandmother's pet. Besides those familiar to all Japanese children, she told us stories from her native Wakayama about the princess Kiyohime, who fell in love with the priest Anchin and pursued him relentlessly in the form of a snake. The fabulously rich Kinokuniya Bunzaemon and the famous Ashibe rice crackers made in the province. But most often, she told the story about Miura Daisuke, the warrior in the children's counting song who lived until he was 106. At the end, she invariably said, "Miura Daisuke's our ancestor, and that's why we live so long in this family. The two of you are going to live until 100. Do you hear? And I intend to live just as long, too." As I mentioned, she lived until she was 84.